International Incident Number 3.
Jack Packard, you and your companion, Sergeant York, are requested to make your return to London immediately for confidential assignment in the South Pacific. Signed, the 21 old men of 10 Gramercy Park.
Adventure. The American Broadcasting Company presents a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring the international escapades of Jack, Doc, and Reggie. Tonight's incident is entitled The Devil's Sanctuary.
Well, back in London again.
Yep, that's right. Well, there's a taxi, Jack. Shall we grab it? In with you. Yeah.
10 Gramercy Park, cabby.
I have the change, Jack. Here you are, friend.
I never walk up the steps in Gramercy. I don't have the feeling I'm about to enter a cathedral.
It does give you rather a churchy feeling.
Oh, it's Major Peck and Sergeant York.
Yeah,
right on.
You're awakened in the reception chamber.
Good.
All right, gentlemen.
Hello. Tapestry's already been pulled from across the great mirror.
Must be in a hurry for us this time.
You say the other side of that huge mirror acts as a window so they see us?
That's right. Mirror on this side, clear window pane from the other.
Come down into the room, gentlemen.
Yes. 21 old boys are already assembled.
We arrived as nearly on schedule as train service would allow.
We knew what detained you, but to business. 2 weeks ago, when, through your efforts, Major Packard, a pirate submarine was sunk and a ship with 1,000 lives saved, you performed a greater service than you knew. The waters of the area were combed for wreckage to identify the submarine. We were most successful. We now have knowledge of that pirate sub's home base.
Good, good. I was wondering about that.
Yes. You and Sergeant York will be flown to Guadalcanal, where you will be given a small inter-island craft which you two can handle yourselves. You will represent yourselves to be island traders looking for copra.
Is this an island we're heading for?
One of the islands fortified by the Japanese during World War II, but bypassed by the American Navy. It was forgotten and thought to be dead. But instead of dying, it has festered and become a sore spot in international relations.
Sure, I've always wanted a cruise through the South Pacific.
Be on your guard. Desperate men who have submarines at their command may be as deadly as the rattlesnake.
Just our meat.
Your transportation is ready. Do this job quickly, or you will not live to do it at all.
Coming in nicely. Better idle for a little.
Righto.
Well, there's our island, big as life.
And twice as dreary. Any signs of life?
Not a flicker.
Well, they're bound to have seen us.
Sure, and they'll have more powerful glasses than these.
Say, Jack, don't you think we've overdone our makeup?
You're not getting stage fright, are you?
Not at all. Do you think it was necessary to make us smell like the bottom of an abandoned Chinese fishing junk?
Well, we're supposed to smell the way we look.
Well, meet Flotsam and Jetsam, the two island-hopping copra traders.
Two beachcombers going ashore for fresh water and a look-see. What do you make of it, Reggie?
Like 100 others of these islands. Narrow sandy beach, hills and back. Probably a lagoon in the middle.
Probably honeycombed with caves and tunnels.
Well, the American Navy jolly well fooled these Japanese atoll fortifications with its island hopping, leaving the beggars to wither on the vine.
Here's one atoll apparently didn't wither. Why do you suppose?
Let's go and see.
Right. Shut off the motor. I'll let down the hook.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's good. Bring the dinghy alongside. I'll hand you down the water keg.
Coming up. There. Here you are. Lower away.
There's the first one.
Got it.
And number two.
Right up. There. Four.
Small set. Push off.
Now you watch the beach, Jack. I'll take the oars.
Keep her nose a little more into the wind, Randy.
Right up. I say, a dog long would have loved this.
The old Texas pirate. I wonder where he is. What made you think of him?
Oh, I always do when we go sticking our noses into hornets' nests.
Nobody ever loved a fight half so much.
Well, we may jolly well wish we had him along before we finished.
Hey, a little more right on, Reggie.
Right on it is. Any sign yet of hornets?
Everything's quiet. Too quiet, maybe.
Head on the back of my neck says we're being watched.
I'll take half that bet.
Suppose they lie doggo.
You mean let us fill our water kegs, hoping we'll go away?
That's it.
Well, we just have to disappoint them and get curious.
If we start poking around, we should get action. Jolly well don't want any squatters on this island.
And we'll squat.
No, we're getting close in. Surf doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, an easy landing. We'll catch the next wave and ride it in.
Right up.
Here it comes. Hit it, Reggie. That's it.
And there she is. All ashore that's going ashore.
Give me a hand. We'll pull the dinghy high and dry.
Right. That's good.
We'll each take a keg. Once we're up on the bank and into that bamboo, we'll be covered. Then we can figure out our next move. All right, this will do for a minute.
We're under cover, but I still have that crawly feeling. Someone's onto us.
Well, this jungle's so thick. Hey, keep down. There's somebody in that thicket behind us.
Quiet. You can hear, but you can't see in this bloody jungle.
Gentlemen?
There he is, behind that gum tree.
I am quite unarmed. Have no fear.
Put your gun.
Who are you?
Easy, Reggie. I think I know. Won't you join us, Professor?
I judge from your friend's accent, he's a countryman of mine.
I'm an Englishman, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. I am Dr. Spencer Morgan.
Spencer Morgan? That's it. How about that? My hand, Professor.
All right, Jack. He's Spencer Morgan. Who's Spencer Morgan?
He was, or is, one of the greatest scientists you Englishmen ever had.
Was?
Is. What do you mean? Dr. Spencer Morgan and his daughter were lost in a plane crash over the hump during the last year of the war.
There was no plane crash.
The plane was never found. ROSS dropped hundreds of pictures of the doctor and his daughter in China.
The plane was forced down. The crew and the other passengers were murdered. My daughter and I were brought to this island.
Why? By who?
Oh, that can wait. You mustn't stay here. You must go quickly.
We just get here and the man says to go.
Please fill your cask. Get back on board your boat and get away from here while you can.
I'll leave you here?
Believe me, the slightest delay in your reappearing with your casks filled will be fatal.
I see. Fill the kegs while I talk to the doctor.
The spring is over by the rock. The farms.
And while we're separated...
Go on. Do what the professor says.
Well, you're the boss. But I don't have to like it.
They even suspect that I've talked with you. You'll never leave this island alive.
They? Who are they?
Devils incarnate, Mr.
Jack Packard. What? The leaders, who are they?
There isn't time. Here, take this.
What's this?
Here, this package, sealed in oilskin. Take it.
What is it?
It's a diary, the story of this island.
Names and all?
Everything. When you are safely away, read it. Then get it into the hands of the first American or British Navy or Army officer you can find.
Can we take you with us?
They'd see. You'd never get away. You don't really...
Jack, look what I've got.
Hey, a girl.
Yeah, come along here, you little wildcat. Come on now.
Let me go. Here we are. Stop it.
Emily, it's all right.
Oh, Father.
Let her go, Reggie. Is this your daughter, Professor?
Yes. Emily, these two gentlemen...
Who's a gentleman?
You do. I've made a mistake.
Well, I should think so.
Emily, why are you on the beach?
Father, something most peculiar is happening in the fortress.
Peculiar?
Yes, confusion. They seem to be preparing for something.
Is it Reggie's and my arrival?
No. No, it began before they sighted your craft. It's something ominous, Father. I came to find you. I saw you coming toward the beach, and then I saw one of the guards following you.
Following? If this rendezvous becomes known...
Maybe he lost you in the jungle. I know I lost him. I was creeping along the edge of the shoreline, trying to pick him up when this person...
Sergeant Reggie York, your service.
He jumped me and began dragging me down the beach.
You say I was followed?
Yes.
If someone has seen me talking with you, too... Quickly, quickly. Get back into your dinghy and get to the boat.
Leave you two here?
Get that oilskin package to the outside world.
What's that?
Listen. They're shelling our boat.
Yes, sir.
3 inch or a 75.
We're lost.
Our one hope.
Professor, get out of here. You and your daughter get back to where you belong.
Sir, this blasted good shooting. Near miss.
Get out of here. Run for it. Both of you.
Come on, Father. Come on.
That one got him. Right at the waterline.
Don't look now, but here comes the reception committee.
Sure. Reinforcements of the enemy.
Anyway, the professor and the girl got out of sight.
Hey, Reggie, quick. Keep between me and them. I want to bury this in the sand.
Right away. Better work fast. What is it?
The history of the island.
Yeah. About finished, Jack?
Another second. There goes the litter spot. She didn't smell like one, but she was a good old boat once he lost it.
Good. And here comes as ugly a crew as you ever want to see.
Halt! One, two!
You will come with me, please?
You bet we'll come with you. And you better take us to someone who can tell us why our boat was sunk.
We be explained in due time by a proper person.
Quiet!
There, I say, quit that. What right have you to smash our dinghy?
So sorry, but orders are orders. You perhaps have been a soldier one day.
What's that got to do with it?
Then you will understand that orders are given to be carried out, even though sometimes most unpleasant.
What, Benjamin? You mean you have further orders?
Correct. You will accompany me without resistance or be shot.
Great choice.
I choose the first. Lead on, Macduff.
Name Harimoto, not Macduff. This way, please.
Hey, Jack, we're going underground.
Way under. Uh-oh. Here we stop unless Harimoto can walk us through the steel doors.
Hey,
there they open. Electric eye.
Look at those doors. They must weigh tons.
Looks like the Panama lock.
You will enter, please.
How can you resist a chappie who's as big?
Come on, we're in up to our necks now.
Look at this, will you?
Cement all big enough to hold a skyscraper.
Jove. Well, that ceiling must be 150 feet high.
Sunk into the natural rock. The top must be about sea level.
You remind me of submarine pens.
Reggie, that's exactly it. This room can be flooded. Hey.
They've closed the door, Thomas.
What's become of Harimoto's boys?
How do you like this? Trapped in a submarine pen, miniature Panama Canal locks.
Very clever deduction, my friend.
What's that?
Am I hearing voices?
You are. And listen closely. Now, gentlemen, will you face those closed doors? Right. Now then, in 1 minute's time, you will die. 1 minute.
We should have flicked it out down on that beach.
Well, at least we could have got our hand on that throat or two.
10 seconds.
What's he trying to do, make my hair stand on end?
Maybe giving us a moment for meditation before we leave it all behind us.
20 seconds.
Thanks for nothing.
He doesn't even tell us how we're going to die. Knife, gun, rope.
30 seconds.
Sorry, Reggie, dragging you in.
Well, we've been attacked spots before, Jack. We're not dead till we stop kicking. Well, this is it. Happy landing.
40 seconds.
Say hello to Doc if you see him first.
We'll do it. You do the same. All right, you old boy, let's have it and save you 10 seconds.
My compliments, gentlemen. You're brave men.
Come on, come on. If we're going to die, let's have it.
No. You are much too valuable to be killed.
Say, this is your idea of humor.
It was not humor. It only proves that you are the men we believed you to be.
And who is we?
That you will learn in due time. For the present, what you need is a bath, a shave, and fresh clothes. Tato! Show the gentlemen to their quarters.
This way, gentlemen, if you please.
Yes, sir. First the office curtains, then the officers above. Ah, yeah. Nothing like dunking the carcass in the bathtub, Reggie. I even smell pretty good again.
But enough, sir.
Even got real honest at Grandma Bathhouse. Hey, Reggie, how do those clothes fit? Hey, Reggie. You out there, Reggie?
Gotta do some funny. I better get into my pants.
That you, Red?
Major Parker?
Girl.
Wait just a second. All right, you come in now.
Major Parker.
Oh, Miss Spencer Morgan. Do you meet my sidekick wandering around outside?
You mean Sergeant York? He's with my father and the others.
Your father and what others? Just a minute while I get my shoes on.
The other prisoners. I'll take you to them.
That crazy Englishman will stick his nose in anywhere. I was afraid.
Please come. Something queer is happening on this island. My father wants to talk to you.
Fair enough. Let's go. Hey, you call yourself prisoners, yet you seem free to wander all over the place.
That's part of this queer thing that's happening. We were closely guarded at first, but for the last few days, they seem very short-handed. Anyway, there's no way to escape.
Both you and your father speak of they. Who are they?
Herr von Elsen will tell you. He and the others were brought here by them.
What others?
No, down this corridor. The scientist. Von Elsen was one of the inventors of the A-bomb. Dr. Müller is a mathematician and physicist. Dad, as you know, is a bacteriologist.
Oh, I get it. Self-guided missiles, nuclear fission, bacteriological warfare.
That's what they're planning. Worldwide murder. Another war.
You can't make war on the world from this little island. They, whoever they are, must be part of some bigger organization.
I'm sure of it. Here, here's this package. This door.
Oh, here he is.
Hello, Doctor.
Ah, I would hardly recognize you since your shave and bath, Major Packard. This is Herr von Elsen.
How do you do? Close the door, please.
Good. And this is Dr. Müller.
We are very glad to see you, Major.
Herr von Elsen and Dr. Müller have been on the island from the beginning, Jack. It's a fantastic story.
You must know it, Major. Please,
von Elsen. Yes. After VE Day, all was confusion in Germany. The Allied forces entered Berlin, and Dr. Müller and I were thrown into jail. A few nights later, we were smuggled out in the dead of night by friends, we thought. But we were wrong. There was a long trip in automobiles, and then we were smuggled aboard a submarine.
Ah, on such a submarine. It was like an ocean liner.
Three men seemed to be in command. The same three who now rule this island.
Who are they?
That we do not know. We know only their voices.
This we do know. The submarine on which we came to this place was one prepared for Hitler and his party.
Hey, what's that?
That's the summons to the council chamber.
What's that all about?
Who can tell? But you will see for yourself.
I can hardly wait. Come on, Emily. May I take you into the Roman orgy? Look at this. Regular throne room.
They live on the best. Dangerous men with expensive evidence.
Huge Chinese rug and these draperies and art treasures. Well, they must have sacked a city.
Yeah, look at those gunmen on the platform. Tommy guns and all.
Shh. The leader's coming.
Oh, girl, Helen Motor is parting the curtains at the back of the platform.
Uh-oh. Couldn't figure it. So those are the three top men.
Careful, Major.
Now look at little Harimoto bow, will you? Bet he could touch his toes without bending his knees.
Island! Congratulate our new guests on the improved appearance.
Thank you.
Now, instead of two beachcombers, we find we have the honor of entertaining Major Jack Packard, formerly of United States Intelligence, Sergeant Reginald York, late of the Royal Air Force.
Oh, sir.
Oh, Major.
Silence!
I had no idea that.
Gentlemen of science, Spencer Morgan, we are about to leave this island.
So that's what
yes. The secret has become known to our enemies, the free nations of the world. For that, we have to thank the talents of Major Packard, the unforgivable stupidity of one of our agents. We have received orders to transfer the treasure on this island and the even more valuable scientific and technical knowledge represented by you gentlemen to the international headquarters of our Grand Council. Our responsibility for you will then terminate. Our responsibility for you, Major Packard, you, Sergeant York, is only beginning. The Grand Council knows many things, but not enough. They wish to question you about a certain organization in London.
We don't know any organization in London.
Tell that to the Council, and you will be a sorry man. Colonel Harimoto.
Yes, Excellency?
You will conduct our guests to their quarters aboard the submarine.
Tell me, Professor, is this the sub they brought you and Emily to the island on?
Yes, remarkable, isn't it?
I think it's the very same quarters we occupied then.
Well, it's like a blooming yacht. Well, service isn't bad either. Where's Sato? I'd like another pot of tea.
Say, speaking of Sato, did he ever bring that deck of playing cards I asked for?
Yes, here they are. A new deck.
Okay, how about a hand or two of bridge?
Major Packard, how can you think of playing cards at a time like this?
Hey, I hate titles in peacetime. Call me Jack. And be my partner, huh?
Peacetime, he says. A fine peace the world has.
Cut me in, Jack. How about you, Professor?
Oh, I play badly, but it'll pass the time.
All right. Cut for deal. Trey.
Nils. Ding.
Ace. Oh, no, it isn't. You forgot to take out the joker, Jack. And there's something written on it. Oh, that's funny. Listen. Suggest you play Bante Un. Fine game for old men.
Let's do that.
What does it mean, Bante Un? Well, that's the French game 21.
Reggie, this is it, the break we've been waiting for.
We'll follow you.
Bante Un, a French card game. Translated, it's 21. And fine game for old men.
See, sir?
Sato, who gave you these cards?
Him say not help.
Okay. You tell him to come to number 10 Gramercy Park. Can you remember that? 10 Gramercy Park.
10 Gramercy Park. Yes, I will say so.
What does it mean, Jack? 10 Gramercy Park. What are you talking about?
Do you suppose it's one of the hooded men, Jack?
Not a chance.
What's happened, Jack?
Someone wants to be awfully sure who we are.
But who?
I don't know. But my message will bring him. Oh, hold it. Come in.
Well, how about that?
Harimoto.
Keep the voices down, please. I will explain. Major Packard, I was not sure until I received your reply.
You're the last person I expected to see, Colonel. A Japanese.
Oh, pardon. I am an American. UCLA, 1938. I am Nissan, born in Los Angeles.
How about Sato?
Sato, my orderly. He will do what I say.
What are we up against, Armando?
Oh, tough job. 20-man crew, all dangerous. Besides, 3 war criminals, even more dangerous.
All right, when do we act? When is the best time to make our play?
Right after midnight. Change your watch. When we service to charge a battery, some of the men will be topside. And they will be all armed.
How about some guns?
Oh, I take care of that. I must go now. The crew is on edge and watchful.
11 o'clock. An hour to wait.
Let me warn you. These 3 hooded men, all desperate. They will destroy the boat and themselves before they will allow themselves to be captured.
How about the crew?
Oh, desperate, but they will submit rather than commit suicide.
Good. That'll help.
That is all now.
Well, sir, I hope somebody knows how to run this tub once we take it over.
Eleven 30.
Jack, I've been talking things over with Van Elsen and Mueller. We want to help.
Thanks, but you'll help us most by staying right in here and keeping out of the way. You too, Emily.
Just give Emily a gun when Harimoto comes with them.
Now, here he is.
Yes, automatic for each of you. When time comes, I quiet the guard outside. Look out for Tommy guns when you go forward after the crew. And here's a rough plan of the craft.
Good.
We are surfacing now. I'll have the hatch open in a few minutes, and some of the men will go on deck.
Can you keep those birds topside while we clean up below?
Oh, easy. I will close the hatch after them and rock it.
Good.
That is all until 8 bell. This time, when I go out, I will not rock this door. Come out fast when the 8th bell has struck.
You got that, Reggie?
The 8th bell is our cue.
Who'll rock?
Just 15 minutes to go.
Huh? Here come the bells.
Now.
Now.
Come on, Reggie.
Right behind you.
Hey, what the...
Hey, look, Reggie. These passageways are narrow. Not more than one man can come out at a time. Take them as they come.
And here they come right now.
Hey, there's Sato. Keep them in, Sato.
Shut and rock.
Harimoto.
Oh, right here, Major.
Can we lock the crew quarter doors from this side?
Yes, if you can drive them back.
Hey, Reggie.
Right up.
Take a grenade and go forward and lock their door. If a shot is fired, let them have it.
Had enough, the eyes.
All secure up there, Reggie?
All secure.
Let's go aft now and see how Sato's making out.
Here, what's that?
Here, we are down by the bow. We are diving.
Get to the controls. The controls. Hey, at the controls. Look, a hooded man. Hey, good shot, Haramoto. He's down.
He saw the hatch was open. He was trying to sink us. I will take over the controls.
Jack, they got Sato after he emptied his magazine.
Quick, the other two.
They must have shot themselves.
Quick, get that door open. Right. Too late. They knew the jig was up. Let's take a look at them. Their hoods are off.
Hey, I know that bird. No wonder he shot himself. That Von Heppel, head of a concentration camp.
I don't know this other chap.
I do. He's an American, I'm sorry to say.
So, a pretty trio of social scum.
Now let's get to Haramoto and get our course set.
Course? Which way do we point the nose of this tinfish?
Hong Kong is the nearest port.
Hong Kong she is. Hong Kong, then back to England.
Oh, it'll be wonderful, Father. Here's Ireland below us. Just one more hour and we'll be home to London.
I never thought to see it again.
We have much to thank you for, Jack. And you, Sergeant, you're... Oh, where's he gone?
Back to interview the willowy blonde hostess.
Interviewer? What about?
What her intentions are for this evening?
You.
That brings me to something I've been wanting to say, Emily.
Yes?
After the hurrahs and public acclaim in London have died down this evening, what will you be doing?
Father?
I'm a scientist, my dear, not the crystal gazer.
What would you have me do, Jack?
I'd rather show you. There's a colorful place in one of the back streets of Soho. Yes, the Den of Thieves, Milford Street.
So this is the Den of Thieves.
You like it?
Oh, I like the music very much. English music hall.
Is that all?
I like the mirrors all that room. It makes it seem like you and I go on forever. Down through infinity.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, no, you don't mean that. But for just this one evening, we could pretend it was so. Oh, look. That person with the scar is taking a black cap.
What about him?
He seems so interested. Jack, he's coming to our table. Oh, he just went on by.
He left this folded paper on the table as he passed.
Is it important?
An elephant in camel caravan awaits your arrival on the outer edge of French Indochina jungle, where border warfare may break out within the week. You have 72 hours to reach Saigon. Signed, 21 Old Man of Dramatic Park.
Another mission for soon.
Wonder if they know where to get hold of Reggie.
How did they find you?
I don't know. I tried to cover our tracks tonight.
But this night, Jack. At least it belongs to us.
How about that? Yanking me out of the arms of romance, right in the heat of battle.
You have just heard I Love Adventure, a Carlton E. Morse production featuring Michael Ruffetto as Jack Packard and Tom Collins as Reggie York. Next week, International Incident Number 4, The Lost Sacred City of Shiva, a colorful Burmese border affair. Emily was played by Jean Bates, Ramsey Hill was her father, the professor, Everett Glass, the spokesman. The hooded leader was Louis Van Ruten, Haramoto was played by Harry Lang, Don Morrison was Van Elson, and Lal Chan Mara was Mueller. The Devil's Sanctuary was written by Carlton E. Morris with John Paul Schofield. Organ by Rex Corey. Sound effects by Fred Cole and Robert Conlon. Your announcer, Dresser Dalstead. Now a listening reminder. For an unusual story, one you'll never forget, Fear the Clock. The clock brings you 30 minutes of excitement next on this ABC station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.